When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thinking about getting a talent agent for your twins? What's the submission process like? How do you find the right agency? And what should you expect when it comes to auditioning for jobs? If you're daydreaming of your twins becoming the next Mary-Kate or Ashley Olsen, or perhaps you're just trying to pay for college, then this is the episode for you. This is Twin Talks.
The ultrasound shows your babies to be healthy.
What? Did you say babies? You're huge. Are you having twins?
Are they natural?
Which one do you like better?
Twins, huh? My neighbor's cousin's brother's uncle's a twin.
So can they read each other's minds?
How do you tell them apart?
Twins? You got a two for one.
Do twins run in your family?
Double trouble.
You're not having any more, are you?
At least you're not Octomom.
If you're pregnant with twins or you're an experienced twin parent, odds are you've heard it all before. Now it's time to hear from the experts. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two.
Welcome to Twin Talks, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Twin Talks is your weekly online on-the-go support group for expecting and new parents of twins. I'm Sunny Galt, and I'm sitting in as host for today. Have you heard about the Twin Talks Club? Our members get bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. You can subscribe to our Twin Talks newsletter and learn about the latest episodes available. And another great way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Twin Talks app. It's available in the Android, iTunes, and Windows Marketplace. So today in the studio, let's basically introduce ourselves so you guys know who's part of the conversation today. I'll start. My name is Sunny, and I'm producing today's show, hosting today's show, but I'm also the owner of New Mommy Media, which produces Twin Talks, Parent Savers, The Boob Group, and Preggy Pals. I have four children myself, all age four and under. So I have a four-year-old son, a two-year-old son, and then identical twin girls, Ainsley and Addison, who are going to be a year next week, actually. As far as my family getting involved, I did it a little bit with my older son. We kind of got involved, did some things. And the moment I found out I was pregnant with twins, I thought, I have to get them involved. This makes sense. They need to get an agent. And we really haven't dabbled too much in that with them yet. So that's why I wanted to do this episode. So
this will be an education for you.
It's going to be a little bit of an education for me, for sure, and for other parents out there. So Allison, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Allison Rogers. I'm 46. I was a graphic artist until I had my twins and I was laid off. And so that's actually one of the reasons why we got into the entertainment business. Everyone was like, oh, they're so cute. You need to put them in movies. I'm just like, I'm from Los Angeles. I'm really not interested in that. And I'm like, actually, I'll give it a try because we had a friend who was an actor. And so that's how we got involved.
Okay.
So my girls are 12. They're identical. And we've been in the business since they were 8 months or 9 months old.
Wow. Okay, Gabby.
Hi, my name is Gabriella Kent, and I'm 40 years old, and I do work a full-time job. I'm a pharmaceutical rep. I also am a stylist with Stella & Dot, and I also have a third job, which I say is a stage mom, because
it's a full-time job.
Yes, it is a full-time job as well. So, and I have three children. I have twins that are 9 years old and got into the industry when they were 3 months old, and I have a daughter that's five that started in the industry when she was 14 days old. So she kind of got grandfathered in because the boys already had an agent. And the way that we got into the industry was, I say, somewhat of luck and an act of God, because while I was pregnant with the twins, I was on bed rest. I was at the hospital, and the hospital psychologist came to talk to me because I was there for 9 days on bed rest. They gave me a bunch of information about twins, and one of the sheets was about getting Hollywood Loves twins. Didn't think much of it. Then when they were 6 weeks old, we went to Babies R Us, and I was stopped by an agent there, and I was, oh no. And one other thing I forgot to say is I'm also a military family, so my husband is gone all the time. So and I was like, no, we're a military family, we cannot afford anything, like, this is not for me. And then when they were 2 months old, at their christening at church, I got another agent that approached me at the christening. So I kind of thought, well, this one, you know, let's kind of go this way. And that's how that happened. So
okay. Well, I'm excited to hear you guys' stories. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, so before we start today's show, we're going to talk about a headline that it's kind of interesting. Since we're talking about talent agencies and twins, we automatically think of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. So let's just get it out there. Let's just talk about them for a second because they're in the headlines right now. Simply because Mary-Kate, it appears that she has had some plastic surgery. I'm not sure if this is the first time she's had it. But what's interesting is she's really, really trying to make herself look different from her sister, and she's now referring to herself as a former twin, which I think is really weird. But
strange.
I wanted to throw it out there to you ladies. Like, if your twin suddenly, you know, started to look a little bit different, and, you know, and I understand why they're constantly grouped together, right? But referring to themselves as a former twin just seems weird to me.
Yeah, I would agree. That is a weird statement because you can't be a former twin. You were born the same day. You
were sisters.
My kids
enjoy being twins.
Yes, yeah. But one thing to note about the Olsen twins is that most people thought that they are identical. They are not.
I just read that.
You know what? Who knows if they haven't had a test, because my girls, my doctors say they were fraternal, and I had them tested, and they're identical.
Did they have a test?
They have different eye color.
Wow.
Yeah, if you really look at a picture of them, they are fraternal. They are not identical, and they have different eye colors.
What do you think about the Olsen twins?
Well, first of all, they weigh like 90 pounds. They're tiny little things, so maybe her looking different means she gained 10 pounds.
Yeah.
The other one has lost 10 pounds. Who knows? They're I don't know. I think they're a special circumstance, those two. They've been in the limelight for so long that I don't think they have the same reality that
yeah.
we do.
And you see that with other people, too. It's obviously not just the Olsen twins. But when you're kind of thrust into the spotlight, as you guys know, your children are treated differently.
They're
not treated as children. They're working children. There's different expectations. I'm sure they have to grow up faster. You know, you hear about that.
I think
all
it's
the time.
Harder friends-wise, too. You have to be the person who's friends with my twins has to have enough self-confidence to be okay with them getting a little more attention.
Right.
So they've had problems with friends that are used to getting all the attention, and they can't be friends with them because they get more. It's too bad.
Right. Good points.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
All right, today we're talking about twins and talent agencies and what it's like to go out on auditions and get jobs. We basically want all the twin parents out there to know what is expected if you try to get your kids involved in the entertainment industry. So why do you guys think the entertainment industry loves twins? What are some
reasons?
They can
work twice as much.
Okay, explain that a little bit.
There's labor laws. When your kid is, I forget what they are, but maybe set zero until like 1 year old, they're only allowed to be on set 3 hours.
Less than that. I think they can only be on camera for 20 minutes.
That's newborns.
Oh, newborns. Right,
yeah.
Right.
I think it's different, like newborn to one to two mm-hmm. to three. There's different increments of how much you're allowed to be on camera. So with twins, legally, let's say one will work 3 hours on set and then let go, switch, and then the other one will go in. So realistically, they can work 6 whole hours as one person. No other kids can do that.
Right.
The really opportunity for twins is under 5, because after 5 years old, they're able to work more than 6 hours each. So that's where the competition comes in for the singletons that would come in for that. Prior under 5 is where your key niche for twins is going
to
be.
So why did you guys decide to, I know we may have alluded this a little bit in the introductions and stuff, but why did you decide to get your twins involved with a talent agency as opposed to trying to do this on your own? Did you always think that if I do this, I have to have an agent?
I never thought of doing it on my own.
Never thought of it. I never thought of doing it on my own either. And with that being said, though, it can be done on your own.
Yeah, people self-submit all the time. I've never done that.
There's a lot of websites that you can go to and you can self-submit. But with that being said, being that we did start from the get-go and we, like Allison, we've had a lot of luck with our children and have been on very reputable shows with really good, you know, HBO and Showtime and NBC and so forth. We've had an opportunity to see that. And it was interesting to see what the breakdown really was and how better we were treated when you had an agent than if you didn't, because your agent is kind of looking out for you.
They're looking out for your representative.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So, you know, there was many jobs that I have been on where our kids were doing the exact same things. We had an agent, the other parent didn't. And, you know, in conversation, out in the industry, you don't talk money, but, you know, the simple think of like, oh, you know, a comment of, oh, well, you know, this isn't so bad for $300 a day. And I'm sitting there going,
what?
$300 a day? We're getting paid $800. Like, how is that?
And there are so many people out there willing to do it for nothing just to like be on TV. I'm like, no, I won't even go to those jobs unless they pay a certain amount.
So let's talk about that, because I know pay, like you said, it's kind of hush-hush a little bit. Can you talk in some general terms about what parents should expect when it comes to pay? And I know it varies on the opportunity, right?
Print is anywhere from $75 to $125 or $200 an hour.
Okay.
Those are just strict print jobs. SAG jobs, it is stringent.
It's usually by the day. And most of my experience so far, even with the boys, it was about $8.75 a day.
Okay.
And that's usually you're working your full six or eight or whatever it is that you can do.
But then I'm trying to think when they were the soap opera, that wasn't SAG. AFTRA?
AFTRA was different than SAG.
AFTRA was only $300 a day.
Right.
But they paid for both, so it was really six.
Exactly. And that's where the twins benefit. So they may only be paying, hypothetically, $300. But each child is getting paid $300.
And sometimes.
So it's a $600 day.
If they knew you were coming in from out of town like we were, they would film two episodes in one day and we would get both.
Okay.
So we would get $600 each for the day because they knew that we were there just for the day, and so they did back-to-back episodes.
Okay.
And also depends on what your classification is. So you could be an extra, or you can be a featured extra, meaning you're not just a background person, but a featured extra, which is what they usually use twins that are non-speaking. They call them featured extras. And that pay can be anywhere from $200 an hour to it just kind of depends on how long they need you. And obviously with the little babies, then, you know, they know they're only going to get so much from them, and at some point they need a nap and they need to eat and they need that. But once again, that's when you kind of look at you need to kind of consider what the job and what it's entailed and what you're willing to give. Now, when you're first starting out and you're trying to get your name out there and stuff, you kind of have to take those lower paying jobs. And a lot of times they'll do an exchange, meaning for print, they may not pay you, but they will give you the pictures or do headshots for you. And that's where that kind of, you know, you kind of have to know, you know, what you're willing to do for your children. I know, like, Party City.
You learn a lot as you
Party
go.
Party City doesn't pay very much, but it's such a fun job.
And we were saying Target, too. Target hardly pays anything.
Yeah,
but you got a lot of notoriety.
Right.
Right. A lot of exposure. At Disneyland, people think Disneyland is woohoo. Oh,
Legoland, too.
They don't pay nothing. But with that being said, the kids have so much fun.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my kids, yeah.
So totally. It's like, okay, well, and they're getting, you know, it's all about, if you're really trying to get into this industry, it's all about your resume building. And it starts from day one.
So let's talk about finding a talent agency. I know you guys have different paths that you guys took to find the agencies that you guys are with. What advice do you have out there for parents who may be looking for an agent? You know, not everyone is located here in the San Diego area, so they may be all over the country. What advice do you have for them? What should they look out for?
I would definitely go on a referral. Just don't cold call and find anyone out there. If they ask for money, they're not legitimate. They'll never ask you for money. An agent always gets a percentage of what they book for you, period.
Okay.
So if anyone asks, oh, you need to take headshot, you need to have professional photography, all that stuff costs. No, you don't. For the first like 3 years of my kids' lives, I just took pictures and printed out their headshots on my printer at home.
Mm-hmm. If they're charging money, run the other way. This is, I mean, and I tell people that all the time, like, oh, this agency is calling, this, you know, they want to do, they love my child.
And there's radio spots on TV or on
those radio spots that tell you, yes, oh, who wants to be the next Shake It Up,
and the Disney person is here picking
whatever, and
they have some sort of seminar or whatever that you're supposed to go to.
They get you there, and then they want you to take classes, and they want you to take pictures, and they want you to use their photographers, next thing you know. And I've heard crazy outrageous amount of fees of like
ridiculous
$1,200, $5,000. And as parents, we want to believe that our children are the next big thing.
I know, sure.
So they do, they prey on that.
But it's really their own personality they're going for. I don't think an acting class can give you personality. Mm-hmm. And my kids are 12. They've never had an acting class.
Mine haven't.
They
either.
Get all their jobs basically because they're cute, they're outgoing, and they're mature.
True. And but cute can, only gets you so far.
I tell
more
them that
personality
too.
As
definitely.
Well. Because my what I will say about my kids is that they were never criers. They were never theft. They would go with strangers, and they had an outgoing personality. And I think that's what really set them apart.
Are there any startup costs? I know we talked about maybe companies taking advantage of parents. But genuinely speaking, are there any startup costs that you should be aware of? If you've got younger children, let's say they're not really old enough to really need headshots.
For me,
point.
There wasn't. We did everything ourselves.
Mm-mm. No, and that's important to note that there is not, I mean, yes, it is important to have good pictures because it's your first impression. It's what the first thing that, it's what you're presenting as your child. But when you're first submitting, what they're looking for is they want natural lighting, they want your natural hair color, they want natural stuff. Like we're frequently told to go take a picture outside, and they're not looking for anything uber professional initially until you're signed on.
Okay.
But if you just, they want to see what your child's natural element is. Right. And that's one thing to note, you know, there's different ages that are going to get more jobs than others. So that your children, you have dry spells, and then you have spells that your kids are going to work
and
a lot.
And like you said earlier, it's luck. It's a lot of luck, I really believe.
Yeah, right place at the right time with the right look.
And my girls did a Toyota commercial and they wanted crawlers. And they were barely crawling, but they were. And so, I mean, we got lucky. But who's to say you're not going to bring your kid that day and they're not going to crawl?
Right.
Yeah, that's a scary thing is you just don't know how kids are going to behave.
You don't.
I'm going to save that because we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the audition process as well as what to expect if your twins are cast in a job opportunity. So we'll be right back. Welcome back. Today, we're talking about twins and talent agencies. So let's assume your twins now have an agent. They're with an agency. Now it's time to audition and hopefully get some job opportunities. So what can we kind of reveal about the audition process?
When your kids go in for the audition, they don't allow mommies. So we have no idea what they're doing in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like they call your name, your kid goes into a room and they close the door.
Well, at some point you have to. Like if you're talking about babies.
Maybe baby, not even.
Not some, even, no. Because they want to see how the baby.
That you can separate.
That there's
your,
no. Really?
You can be on camera without your mom there. Separation anxiety.
Thank you.
Wow.
Because
if a kid's going to cry the entire time the mom leaves the room, they can't book that kid.
Well, the mom could be on set. I mean, I see where you're going
but
with it.
But then the kid will always look in the direction of their mother.
That's true. Yeah,
but the model, it's how they are with the model, how the actress or whoever, whatever they're expecting the baby.
And that's another thing, too, that I try and tell people. Like, you can have the cutest kid, the best, like, demeanor and mannerisms and all those things, but sometimes they're going to book the pretend parents first, so then they're going to obviously book the kids later who looks more like that person.
Right. So it may not just be just about how well your kids did.
Right.
There's a lot of other factors.
Absolutely. A lot of times they're forming families.
So do you ever find out about job opportunities where an audition isn't required, where they can just cast off photos?
Yes.
We've been cast at least two or three times that way. We did a Pentax catalog that way. We did a Best Buy, Sony spot. Just a video submission. I took a video on my phone, sent it to the agent, and they sent it to the casting person. Yeah, those are nice. I wish they'd Skype auditions.
I have been saying that for a while, and I don't know, again, you know, we talked about, you know, needing the babies to be separate from the parents, that that's part of the reason, but I'm like, it would save so many parents so much time.
Yeah, but then again, I'm sure there's, you think about like how like when a celebrity looks really nice in a picture, then you see them in real life, you're like, no way, that's not the same person.
And that's the importance of having really good pictures, and once you really are enthralled and ready to dive in into this industry and decide that this is what you want to do with your children, I think that's where you do need to invest in some really good pictures and actually have some really good photos because, once again, it's your first impression. So, yeah, I mean, that is a possibility.
But it's not common.
But it's not, right. It's not
and you have to be willing to go out on the auditions. I want to make it very clear to parents out there.
In multiple, because you go for the audition, then you go for a callback, and then you go for the job.
And
so
you're
that's
taking
three.
Two babies.
And sometimes there's a fitting.
My very first experience when initially we got into this, my twins were 3 months old. We drove up there, and on the way up there, they were screaming bloody murder. And of course, we're driving from San Diego to LA, and it was the most horrid experience I ever had. And I got lost. I couldn't find it. And then when we got there, I couldn't find parking. And then I had to take what I used to call the beast.
It's stressful.
The double stroller. There's so many nice ones now.
But you don't even fit through handicapped doorways.
No, but
awful.
But you know, so here I am pushing my little babies and I'm just going, well, I'm already here. So I'm going to do this. And when after we were done, they were like, can you hold the baby? Can you do this? And one screaming, and I look like a crazy woman trying to hold two babies while they're taking pictures. And ironically, they took a picture of me with the kids because I was the one holding them. And then when we left, I was like, oh, I'm not never doing that again. But I'm glad that we tried it out. We ended up booking it. And on my way home, I was like, there's no way I'm ever doing this again. This is crazy.
The funniest thing is when people are like, oh, can you do this with your kid? And can you do that with the kid? And they're usually people that don't have kids themselves. And you're like, this isn't possible. My kids booked a Toyota commercial, and it was at Griffith Park in the back seat of a Toyota Highlander. So it was already 106 degrees outside. Inside a car, it's even hotter. And they're like, why isn't she smiling? Why isn't she happy? And I'm like, she's sweating and it's hot. Do you have children? They're like, no, but can't she just do this? I'm like,
oh my gosh.
She's 9 months old. So we did, and this was actually my ingenuity. I'm just like, what if you just did a close-up on the ground? You wouldn't know that she's not in the back seat of a trunk. And right. They're like, oh, okay. And they did. So the last scene was actually on one of our blankets outside.
And sometimes they do listen to the parents.
Yeah.
Well, go put it down for a nap. And you're like,
yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Okay. Okay, good. I can put them down for a nap. It's nap time. And they'd be like, okay, yeah, go ahead. And they give you 45 minutes. And then they're calling them back up. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. They don't go down that easy. And right. Well, just wake them up. And it's like, well, is he going to be happy? I'm like, are you happy when they wake you up? Like, I don't know, you know, but. Yeah.
You know, camera time. It's expensive to do all that stuff.
Time
so
is
they
money.
Are on, yeah. a, on a time restraint.
Right. And that's one thing.
They don't have the luxury of saying, oh, yeah, go take a 2-hour nap.
No, they don't. And that's where you have to say, you know, when people go, oh, how sad. I can't believe they did that to your child or to your baby. And it's like, you are not a normal baby. You are a working baby.
And that's when
they
like
getting paid.
Yeah. And that's when they like twins even more, too, because one is essentially a backup for the other.
Right.
So if like, let's say when my kids were on the soap opera and started to get fidgety and crying, they'd switch and then they bring in the other one and that one would be happier. And they would do that all the time.
Yeah. Right.
Let's jump back just a little bit because I want to talk about the actual process and what parents can expect when it comes to getting a casting, you know, a notice, a callback. But it starts with finding out about an audition, right? So how does that process work? What
you usually get an
your
email
agency?
The day before.
The day before.
Yeah.
So you have 24 hours to prepare.
Yeah. So Monday I'll get an audition notice that I have an audition Tuesday at 3:00.
And they already come up with the time for you.
Yeah, they give you a time. And sometimes you can request a time change, but they really like you to stick to that time.
Who's they?
The agent, the casting people. Because
well,
they're
casting
people
agent,
like every 5 minutes.
Yeah, the agent just gets the notice and then the notice. So
they'll try to accommodate you, but for the most part, they want you to stick to the schedule.
And that's where I think a good relationship with your agent to say, look, on, you know, now the kids are in school age, but before I was working part-time, before I was working full-time. And I would say I had very specific days. Like on these days, it doesn't matter. But on these days, I can't go anywhere past 5 or,
but
you know.
They also accommodate kids. They accommodate the older kids. They'll put them at the latest time slot. You'll get like a 5 to 6 time period.
Okay.
Whereas like a smaller kid will obviously get like 10 a.m. or something. Because that would just mess up our kids' whole day, and for them it doesn't matter.
So this is my question. I'm not even sure if you guys can answer this, but do you have any idea why you don't have as much notice? Because I have a hard time believing that that they don't have the hall booked or wherever they're going to do the auditions. Sometimes I think they're just trying to weed out the serious parents from the parents that aren't as serious.
It's always been that way, and something that has always bothered my husband in the sense of these last minute running to LA and last minute trying to get it together and rearranging schedules. And even when they were younger, and he would say, I can't believe that you know, our agent is so well known, and we would get the call sometimes at 5:00 at night and they want him there at 10:00. Once again, we're talking about that's when they're younger.
Right.
To be honest, I think it's a weeding out process. And I don't know that as a fact, but it's just kind of my good guess. But it has always been that way. And
always.
If you can't just,
for 12 years I've been doing
if
this.
If you
always
can't just
way.
Go up to LA tomorrow, then this is not for you.
Explain the book out process.
You can let the agent know that you are not available from November 7th through November 22nd so that you don't get...
But you have to also do it on 3 sets.
Yes,
websites.
You have to book out because they do get upset because if an agent... Sometimes an agent will submit... hypothetically 50 children for one role and they only get 2 callbacks, meaning they only want to see 2 of their children
of yours is you're saying no
and whatever and you're saying no, I'm not available.
It looks poorly on the agent that they submitted a kid who can't go. So they get very upset with you.
Okay, so it's important to book out. Now with that being said, you have your dry spells. So sometimes what happens to us is that we get out of sight, out of mind, and there's 2-3 auditions that come back to back, and we're in the groove, and then we don't hear for any job for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
So I forget to book out, and I don't forget to say we're not available these days because it's feast or famine.
Yeah.
And
there's been times I've been on vacation, like a last minute vacation, like Easter, like my friend invited me to Arrowhead. So we went to Arrowhead for 4 days. While we're in Arrowhead, I get an audition notice for the next day, and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. We're in Arrowhead. Why didn't you book out? I'm like, I didn't think of it. It was a weekend and it's a holiday. I mean, I'll obviously book out for vacations that I know I'm going on, but sometimes you go on a last minute vacation on a weekend and then, you're going to have to deal with your agent getting upset with you.
And then if you also have other siblings, you, Allison just has the twins, but like you mentioned, Sunny, you have four.
Yeah.
I have three. And sometimes either my daughter's getting the audition or the twins. Now the twins get.
And sometimes they don't want you to bring your siblings.
They don't want the sibling there. No.
They'll get mad at you if it's for one kid and you bring three. They're like, why are all these kids here?
Yeah.
But what are you supposed to do with your kids?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
What do you do? I mean, obviously,
this isn't
family,
an easy
friends,
job.
Something.
Yeah.
No, you need to have a support system. You need to have somewhere that you're going to leave your child. Now, you're not leaving them for 2 hours. You're leaving them for sex because you're driving up to LA and back. And you had talked about what the actual audition process was. Realistically, you go up there and they see your child for 5 minutes.
Yeah. After 5 or 6 hours of driving, you're there for
or
2 minutes.
Or even waiting.
Not even 2 minutes.
And then they go in.
They stand on a mark. They say their name. And then they leave.
I mean, because we're not in there with them, it's hard to know what they ask. And I try to, pry out of my children. Well,
but that's a good thing about having twins, because one starts talking and then the other one will go, oh, and this happened and this happened. But if you ask them individually what happened, I don't remember. But what I wanted to say, too, I think this is important when people are starting out and they have an audition and then they go home and they're like, what am I going to hear? What am I going to hear? What am I going to hear? And I'm just like, honestly, and from the beginning, and we still do this, when we go on audition, it leaves my head as soon as we leave there. I don't ever expect a call back. If I get like, if my phone rings and it says the agent's name, like, oh, good. But I'll never look and say, oh, that's filming
tomorrow. No news is bad news.
Yeah. So
they're never going to tell you didn't get it.
And the moms that are like new in this and are like, I really think my kid got this. They did so well. I'm like, you can't think that way. Honestly, when we went, I'm from Los Angeles. So when we went for auditions, I would make a day of it and I would just visit my friends from high school or my family. And that's what my kids look forward to, is the play date after the audition, not the actual audition, because it only takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So you really should keep your expectations in check. And not ever expect to get a call back and just be happy if you do.
One of the things that you want to make sure that you have when you do start up, you need a
Coogan.
Work permit is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And that costs you nothing. You need to replace them every six months. Mm-hmm. When they're under 14 days, it needs to be signed off by a doctor that says that they are healthy little babies. And that's, I had to do that with my daughter. And then after kindergarten, first grade.
You have to prove their school records.
Yes, they want school records that they have good citizenship and they have good attendance. I think attendance
is a big
one. Yeah,
if they miss more than a certain amount of days, they're not going to sign it.
Yeah, and the school can have a big, huge impact on whether your child works or not. So if you don't have good grades and good attendance and good citizenship, they will not sign off on that. So that costs you nothing other than time. You can submit online to do it, or you can go to the office here locally in San Diego or even LA. They can put in, it's a 2-3 day turnaround. And then the other thing that you must have is a Coogan account, which is a 15%
court trust,
right? It's court mandated that has to go that. And that has to go, I forgot the whole background story, but you hear these crazy stories about how Macaulay Culkin and
well, it's called Coogan because it was named after one of the kids from oh my god,
I'm thinking
Little Rascals.
Yeah,
his Jimmy parents. Coogan's parents took off with all his money, so now they call it a Coogan account, so it doesn't happen to other children.
Yeah. For jobs, are parents usually allowed on set for jobs?
If you must be on set.
It depends on how old your kid is. Yeah.
Well, a parent needs to be on set with each child. So if you have twins, realistically, you need to take a nanny with you. Now, there are nannies that you can hire. Beautiful, wonderful people that we've worked with for the last 9 years. And they're the ones that have made this opportunity. Now, you pay them, and you pay them well, because it's important that your child is good. And you cannot take siblings. They do not want looky-loos. They do not want starstruck people. You're there to work. You are a working child. You are not there to get autographs and take pictures. That's not the way. I mean, if you're going to get paid, they're treating you like a paid employee.
Mm-hmm. It's not one of those, easy, oh, yeah, let's do this. It's a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a full-time job, you can't do this, realistically, unless maybe your company is, lenient and say,
really flexible.
Yeah, very flexible.
Yeah.
But, you have to, a day's notice, you got to be there, and there goes your whole day, so... And it does cost, you know, gas. Every job or every audition is not going to be a job. You can audition, like I was saying, some people have auditioned for years and never gotten anything. Those people really should stop.
The statistic that I have heard is that you have to hear 7 no's before you hear 1 yes. And we're talking about like just 1 callback, not necessarily that you get the job.
All right. Well, ladies, we've talked about a lot. Thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing some insight on what it's like to be in the entertainment business with your twins. So our conversation continues for members of our Twin Talks Club. After the show, we'll discuss some tricks our parents have to make the audition process run as smoothly as possible. For more information about the Twin Talks Club, you can visit our website at newmommymedia.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Have a question from one of our listeners for one of our experts, and this comes from Angelica of Boca Raton, Florida. Angelica writes, I am uncomfortable with something and feel powerless. My mother-in-law takes care of my 5-month-old boy-girl twins for the 3 days of the week that I work. We have started feeding them purees once per day. She calls any food that she gives them dessert, be it pumpkin, oatmeal cereal, pears, everything gets the quote-unquote dessert tag. I'm of the opinion that dessert should not be made important or even relevant for them, so they don't want it. I eat super healthy at home, and at my in-laws, they think they do, but I've never seen a leafy vegetable on their table. What should I do? How to fight this one? I feel like she is paving the road for picky eating. I listened to your Parent Savers chapter on that. I plan on using baby-led weaning when they have teeth, for them to follow my example, not others, and have pretty clear ideas on how to raise my twins. Should I put conditions to my MIL, mother-in-law? How to share my preferences with her without hurting her feelings? This is really important to me. Please help.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Jennifer Scheer. I'm a psychologist, and I work with moms around perinatal issues and transition to motherhood. And Angelica, I love your question. I think it is, in fact, multi-layered. On the surface, it can look solely like a question about what's the best way to talk to kids about food and appropriate language choice. Certainly, the way we speak to them has impact on their long-term relationships with food, and I think that's really important to be conscious about it. However, I am wondering if some of the emotion behind your question has something to do with what I think all moms grapple with, and that is once the babies are out of the womb, we are somewhat dependent and reliant on other caregivers and, other important people in our kids' lives. And the question is, how do we navigate our parental authority in light of all these influences? So that's something I always ask people to think about, to process the feelings around that, because it makes us so vulnerable. But in terms of talking to your mother-in-law, I strongly encourage you to speak with her. My recommendations about how to do so would be to just share with her your readings and your research and ask her, say, this is important to me. I'd like us to be on the same page and be consistent in how we speak to the kids. I strongly encourage you to, as warmly and directly, approach the conversation with her. I think the most important thing as a mom is to move away from feeling powerless to really feeling like you've got the ability to make the choices and the things happen for your kids that you want to. Okay? So good luck. Go have a good conversation. Okay. Bye-bye.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Twin Talks. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals, for expecting parents, our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies, and Parent Savers, your parenting resource on the go. This is Twin Talks, Parenting Times 2.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care. and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.